Good Chodesh, beginning this morning, Simen Mem Ches. Okay, this is interesting. Starts off with a comment from the Ramah before we get to the Mechaber. He begins, Omrim Parshas HaTomid. We say the Parshas HaTomid. These are the psukim that describe the Korban HaTomid. One was brought in the morning, and one was brought in the afternoon. V'yesh Omrim Seder HaMaracha V'ribon Ha'ol Matat Tzivi Sonu. So, some say the additional part, the Seder HaMaracha, that's the different types of logs that they were arranged on top of the Mizbeach. It's basically a more Newman Lamed Gimel. If I have Mesader, Seder HaMaracha, Mishma, the Gemara, Liba, the Abishol, going through all the different ways that they would arrange the logs. And there's also a Ribbono Lamim, Atat Tzivisonu, L'Hakriv Korban HaTomi, B'Mo'ado, Lios Kohanim, B'Avod Asam, Levim, B'Duchanam, L'Yisrael, B'Ma'adam, that Master of the world, you command us to bring the Korban Talmid at the right time, that the Kohanim should be there doing their avodah, the Levim will be on the Duchan, that's the platform, the Yisrael will do the Mamados with their stations, that the different rotations to be there. V'i'ata efshar la'omro b'tzibur. If you're not able to say this b'tzibur, then yoch la'omro b'beso, you could say this by at home. And then v'lach zor parshas atamin levad im hatzibur. Then you'll repeat it. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the minhag used to be, they would say this out loud together. V'yichavim b'pam hashni, and the second time, so kikor b'tor, like you're reading psukim, but not as if you're actually going to be bringing a second korban tamin. V'nohagu hamadaktikim lehis no'e'a. So those who are medactic, they're precise, they're meticulous, they will shake, they'll shuckle at the time that they're reading the Torah. Dugma satorah shenitna b'riseis, just like the Torah was given with a trembling. V'chem b'shash mispalim, and similarly by davening, they will also shuckle. Al shem, as the pasuk says, kolatz moisei tomorna Hashem mikamoicha. From the Deuteronomy brings, all my bones should tremble, should say, who is like you. So it begins the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Aleph HaTomid, the Parsha of Vehi B'Makom HaKrovas Korban Tomid. This is in place of the actual physical bringing of the Korban Tomid. Shekein Kibla Chazal. We have tradition is Shebizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ve'ein Yechon Lakriv Korbanos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're not physically able to bring Korbanos. Mi She'osek Behen B'Parsha Osehen Malalov HaKosov Ke'il Hikravum. Then if you learn the sugya, you say the psukim, you understand what you're talking about, then it's considered ke'ilu as if you brought the korban. Lekach nefu yeshoimrim gam kein seder hamarach mitam zeh. That's why some say the arranging of the different fires on the mizbeach. V'huma she nispashet haminhag b'yameinu loimer b'chol yom abaye havim esader. That's why in the Sidurim you'll see that this is the Mishnah which we quoted from the Gemara in Yuma, that Abaye would explain how it was taught, even though Abaye lived post-Korban, but just he would explain what the Masorah was. Vinirali, Pasha, it seems to me simple, obvious. Demishi Adea Sefer, person who knows, Mitzvah Lilmo Begemara Perush HaMemra Hazo, that a person who knows how to learn should understand what they're actually talking about over there. V'chein Masha Ono Oimrim B'choyom Inyani Asiyas HaKetoris, and similarly when we talk about the ingredients of what went into mixing up the Ketores, kedei sheyavin mashu holim, you should understand what you're saying. Uvazeh, by doing this, by understanding, then techashev lo hamira b'makom haktar. That's when it counts as if you actually brought it. But if not, chen kosu hasfarim umad omer hagemara kola osik b'parshas ola. If you're osik, you're learning the inyan of a korban ola. That counts as if you brought a korban ola. So Kavana saw Shehi Misasik Lehavin in Yoneha. That means when you're trying to work and figure out what exactly is it talking about. That's the important thing. Philo Amira Satevos Levad, not just by merely, you know, reciting Psukim, not understanding it. So Kosla Mogin Avram, Parshas of Kavanas Yomer Bamida. One should be standing when one says these parshos. Parshios, dugmas korbonos shehai b'amida, because just like a korban was brought while standing, and if it's ki'ilu like you bring it, then you should stand as well. Now there is a limit to how far we extend this ki'ilu, because you cannot bring a korban outside the base of Migdash. So I'm sitting in my shul outside of Israel, and I'm reciting these parshios, so then, no, it's not ki'ilu like I was bringing as makrib a korban b'chutz. V'ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem kama achronim shecholkim al zeh. Many argue on this, and you don't have to. Prima gadim, even though we don't stand for this by the Parshas HaTomid, he says it's roy, it's appropriate that one should stand. Shekorim b'tzibur v'kol ram, because this, we see the minhag was to be saying it out loud together. Gam Ashakos of Birhete, Bashem Dir Chachma, Shizokir Loimer Parshis Atomi, Bitsibur Imashat. You're saying it with the Shlech Tibur, Ein Bishar Chuva, Shehisi Galze. He comments, Kos of Prima Godam. So you have in before these different parshios, there's a special hiratzon ki ilu hikravnu korban hatomid, as if we brought the korban tomid, right? That's said by these things. So it says v'yesh gorsim. Some have a different gear, say hikravti that I brought. Say ina nochon. It's not correct to say it in a loshon yochid that I did it. Ki hikravti bish parshas chatas aboilim koiv. The hikrav, that's going on the baal for the korban, but it's not going on that, on the korban of the tzibur. Masha'en kim betalmid ein yochid mikrei bailim. This is not your personal korban, this is for Klal Yisrael. Just when looking in the siddur, the tefilas kol peh, so they have the hiratzom lefanecha, Hashem lokeh, keinu v'lokeh v'seinu, shetirachim aleinu, have rachmanas on us, v'timcholana b'moichelas, akol chatoseinu, on all of our sins, u'sechaper lanu, and have kepar on us, akol avonoseinu, for every misdeed we did, v'tislach lanu, again, all blushin rabim, you should have a slicha for us, akol pisha'enu, v'tivne beis amigdash, v'mheiro v'yameinu, v'nakmi lefanecho korban hatomid, shiechaper ba'adenu, that we should be zoiche to have the beis amigdash and bring it, k'moshe k'sav b'aleinu b'sor asecho, as it's written in your Torah, ayli moshe adecha mipicha v'adecha ka'amur, and then they recite the psukim. Just, agav, this is not said on Shabbos and Yom Tov, this yihi ratzon. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, uvetur, Hagirsa, he has the version ki'ilu korav hatamid b'mo'ado v'zenoch, and that's the correct thing. B'shai tshuva me'yashiv gam hagirsa shelanu. He explains what the his me'yashiv explains why it works out what we have. In Sivkat in Beis it says b'tzibur to read these parshios b'tzibur. Shedarkam ba'oso malkam loy me'rak parshes hatamid levad b'tzibur. That they didn't say the other things publicly. That was the only thing that was recited out loud. Sivkat and Gimel Lachzor, you can go back and repeat it. Sheminhagam. Hayav Kedem Loimar Hakol Biyachad Bekol Ram. They would say everything out loud together. V'im Kain Lo Yochel Lishtog Be'es She'omru Hatzibur. So you should not be quiet while everyone's saying this. Diyeh Minakir Milsa. It'll be obvious. Derech Agav, this is actually one of the reasons that the poskim bring for the minhag that many have. To step outside when they recite Yizkor, almost four times a year when we say Yizkor, the one who is Baruch Hashem not in that parsha will step outside. Some explain it because of it's an Ayin Hara. Okay, others explain post can bring down from the Gemara in Brachos about a Balkari, so he's not able to sit and learn while the person here is next to him is yes learning. So it looks strange to have some people saying Yizkor and some people not saying the Yizkor. So here too, it would look strange. It's not right to have some people saying the parsha's Talmid and other people not saying the parsha's Hatamid. So therefore, one would repeat it again with him. Sifkat and Dalad v'yichavein, so you should have in mind that you're only like the Kori B'Torah. Ayin B'Tur shehu rak le'rav chamilsa. Shelo yehen nir ki'ilu makriv shnei tamidim. Right? It's because you can't bring a Korban Talmid more than once. In the morning, you bring once in the morning, once in the afternoon, but it will look strange if you're trying to bring the same korban more than once. Okay, then he talked about shuckling by davening. In Sifkatin, hey, b'shash mispalim, v'yesh poiskim, shecholkim al zeh. Some argue with this idea about shuckling. Va'omrim di b'tefila ein lehisnanei. One should not move their body while they're davening. Rak b'pesukim d'zimra. You could do it during p'sukim d'zimra. Birkas kriya shema. You could do that. V'limud hatorah. Then you could do this when learning. Afilu b'shavat. V'limud torah shavat she afilu shavat peh haminag lehisnanei. So then you could do that. You could shuckle while that. Now it's interesting. You didn't know this, but there's shuckling kehilchasa. There is a correct and an incorrect way to move one's body. Because of Magin Avram, the Avi Kimar Avid, with Avi Kimar Avid. So if you want to shuckle gzunta hate, if you want to stand still, that's also fine. Hakolafi mashahu adam. It depends on a person. What's going to make it more meaningful? What's going to bring out your kavana better? Again, it's a very subjective thing. For some people, it could be shuckling. For some, it could be not. In the second generation of Chabad, it was actually a machlok, because it's what the Baal HaTanya did. Some said that he stood straight by davening, others said that he shuckled by davening. So even they're both watching the Rebbe, and neither one they didn't know exactly what he did. Different besoras. But again, depending on the person.
If you're going to have a good kavana by shuckling, then do it.
If not, you should just stand still. But your heart should be directed for that while you're standing still. Now here we talked about the incorrect way to shuckle. Uktsas mis na'naim tenua mishubeshes. So there's a little bit of a incorrect way, a corrupted way of moving one's body. What would that be? Shehaguf oymid al amdo, rak harosh hoifich pam liyamin pam lismol derech gaiva. So the body stands completely still, but one's head moves from right to left. That's called derech gaiva, that's inappropriate. And he writes, ve'ein la sois kein. One should not do this. That's the incorrect way to move. Okay, now we finally get to the Mechaber, and he begins. He says, "B'Shabbos Omrim Eitzel Parshas Atamid Psukei Musaf D'Shabbos." On Shabbos, again in the Korbanos section, we recite the Psukim in the Torah that discuss the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Avalo Rosh Chodesh V'Yom Tov, but not for Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. We don't recite these Psukim in Yana Dioma. Mipnei Shekorim B'Torah B'Psukei Musaf, because we're going to the Kriyas HaTorah for the. For Yom Tov and for Rosh Chodesh will be already included in that. Hagah Yesh Omrim Shemazkirin Gam Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Some say no, you do say the Pesukim for Rosh Chodesh. V'cheinog, and it is the meaning to recite those Kedei Lefarsim Shehu Rosh Chodesh, to publicize that it is Rosh Chodesh today. V'chein Hu Lekamen Simen Tavkovav. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav says, what does it mean, Kedei Lefarsim, to publicize it? Why is that only an inyan to publicize Rosh Chodesh, to publicize not the other days? So Yom Tov ain't Tzrich Lefarsim. You don't have to publicize that it's Yom Tov. Why not? So he explains, the Chavetz Chaim Shekevar Hu Mefursa Me'asmol. It was already publicized previously. Aval Shabbos, Aval Pishu Hu Mefursim, even though everyone knows it's Shabbos, Omrim Osah B'Shachris. We do recite these Psukim in Shachris. Shari Ein Yachon Likrosa B'Torah. You're not able to read these publicly. Ibnei She'ein Ba'ela Shnei Psukim. It's only two Psukim. So therefore, we never have a Kriyas HaTorah of less than three, so we can't read them. Kimosh Yisbar B'Simen Reish Pei Gimel. Okay, a good and Chodesh to everybody.